Welcome to Christian Assembly, a family church. Since 1930, we've been serving the communities of Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia with the good news of Jesus Christ. With over 40 years of Bible teaching and ministry experience, Pastor Bill brings faith-filled revelation from God's Word. We believe with you, wherever you are, that God will inspire and change your life through the following teaching. For more information about Christian Assembly, follow us on social media or visit our website at cafamily.net.
Real quick, Ezekiel chapter 22, verses 30 and 31. Notice what it says, I sought for a man among them, that they should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore, because he found no one to pray, stand in the gap, make up the hedge, I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their head, saith the Lord God. So he couldn't find someone to put one hand on him and one hand on the situation, to be the conduit of his power so that he could spare judgment from the people. And as a result, they were judged. Jonah went to Nineveh reluctantly, but he did finally make it there. He stood in the gap and basically made up the hedge, and they repented. And as a result of their repentance, God stayed his hand of judgment. Abraham did his best to stay the hand of judgment of God over Sodom and Gomorrah, but couldn't do it. He got down to 10, and there weren't any. There weren't 10 righteous in the land. In the days of Noah, he preached 100 years and only saved 8 people. Imagine that. Only 8 people got saved. So as a result, he had to do what? To preserve the righteous land, he created the flood, caused the flood to preserve that line. So he's looking for people to stand in the gap, make up the hedge, and pray for others. That's what intercessory prayer is all about, so that he can have an avenue into their lives and do his work among them. And so these people, and we have 4 names, 5 names. Connor, is it Jenna?
Janaea,
Diana, and Josh. Those gave their hearts to the Lord. There were a couple of more. I don't know their names, but he knows who they are. And I just wrote out some verses and scriptures, and then we could basically take these with us, and in your prayer time, you can lift up these young new converts before the throne of God. But first of all, 1 Peter 2:2 tells us that once you get saved, you're to desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby, just like a newborn babe desires milk. So let's lift these up before the throne. Father, thank you for these that we've called out and the others that we don't know their names, but they gave their hearts and lives to you this past Sunday. May there be birthed within them a strong desire for the sincere milk of the word, that they would grow thereby, that they would have a longing desire just as a child would for that nourishment that comes through your word. We believe right now that you're surrounding them with labors of love that will also speak into their hearts these blessed truths and influence them to get into the Bible, the Word of God, and study it for their own growth and development. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, look at verses 13 through 15. Till we all come in the unity of the faith, to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. May these that we've called out before you, Father, grow spiritually with desire to reach spiritual maturity in Christ, that they would have within them this urgency of spirit to become a fruit-bearing branch within the vine, that they would lay down their lives upon this journey that they have begun, in such a way so as to conform to the very image of Jesus Christ, their Lord. We stand against all the opposing forces of darkness right now that would come against them, rendering those powers ineffective, believing that you'll make them aware, dear Father God, of all the influences that may still try to continue in their lives to identify those influences as being wrong, that they would have the spiritual fortitude to back away and to lean toward the things of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now here we do this, and you could add to that praying in the Holy Ghost. In Philippians chapter 2, 12 and 13. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it's God who works within you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Father, we lift these up before your throne, and we thank you for enabling them to learn what it means to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling, that is godly, reverential fear, that they would hold you in high esteem and regard, and they, dear Father, would honor you with their lives, that you would give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord, to make them of a quick understanding in the knowledge of the fear of the Lord, that each and every one would learn to reverence you and to respect you and to honor you and to surrender their hearts and lives to you now that they are in your kingdom. Oh, how we thank you, dear Father, for this manifestation of the Spirit's work within each and every one of their lives. In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, and verse 24, after talking about the fruit of the Spirit and the works of the flesh and the warfare that takes place between the two, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Boy, couldn't we all hear that one more than once? We pray, Father, for your Spirit to manifest himself as the helper in their lives, to enable them to crucify the flesh's affections and lusts, that they, Father, would take a firm stand against the works of the flesh. And as your word declares and decrees that the Spirit wars against the flesh and the flesh wars against the Spirit. So in this warfare that we are all engaged in, may each of these, dear Father God, rise up to a place of awareness and understanding of what it looks like in their lives, that they would identify those things where they need to develop in the things of God in a greater way. We know the enemy knows the weaknesses of all the people of God. And so, Father, we just believe that the greater one within them would identify those weaknesses for them, enable them to rise up and stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might, clothing themselves with all the armor of God to stand firm, victorious over all the opposing forces of darkness. In the book of Ephesians, in chapter 3, we have these words, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love would may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. That these, dear Father God, who have given their hearts and lives to you would be rooted and grounded in the love of God, in his breadth and length and depth and height, and have a revelation of the love of God that's been shed abroad in their hearts by the Spirit of the living God. Once again, may other labors of love surround them, encourage them, enlighten them, and help them, Father, in this walk, that they would be filled with this fullness of God, that they would go forth in the power and might of your Spirit to be shining lights in a world of darkness, to hold forth the word of life to this generation where you've called them to, so that in their circle of influence, they would boldly proclaim that they've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, a child of Almighty God, unashamedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere they go, that they would have a revelation of this great love that you have for all humanity, no matter how vile a person might be, it's not beyond the reach of your grace. And so, Father, we thank you for all of these individuals to have this grounded root system in the love of God that never fails. In the book of Philippians, in chapter 1, Paul praying here for the church at Philippi, this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in all knowledge, in knowledge and all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. What a prayer to pray for all of our own lives. Amen. And so, Father, we lift up these before you, and we thank you for their lives. And as they journey here and sojourn upon this earth, we thank you for them to be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, that they would walk in a way that's worthy of you and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, that they would be lights on a hilltop to be seen and known of all men, that they would be the salt of the earth, hallelujah, that they would give themselves over, Father, to the things of the kingdom of God and rise up above all the forces of evil here upon the earth. We thank you for other labors of love to continue to surround them in such a wonderful way as they experience, Father, others that are living the same life, sojourning the same path, and walking with you in such a way so as to honor you. We thank you for every one of these individuals, Father God, to be surrounded by this atmosphere, hallelujah, that brought them to you in the first place, that they carry with them everywhere they go, that emerging within their innermost being, their Father God, is a reality that they have with you, that they have found with you. Not religion, not traditions of men, but a relationship that set their bones ablaze and on fire for you, living for you in righteous living, holy living, godly living, truthful living. Hallelujah. Oh, how we lift them up before your throne. They'll never be the same ever again as a result of their commitment to you and to your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you for each and every one of these, Father, to be blameless and pure until the day of Christ. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, Jesus here talking to his disciples, letting them know that God loves us more than any human father would love a child. And after he says to knock, seek, and ask, if you then being good, evil, can know how to give good gifts to your children, and we all do know that, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? We lift up these, Father God, before your throne and believe that there is within them birth a desire to be filled with Holy Ghost fire and Holy Ghost power. As they read the articles that we gave to them, dear Father God, that they are aware of this wonderful ministry of the Spirit subsequent to salvation. It sets them to a place to where they will seek to be filled to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and fire, that they, dear Father God, would overflow with his wonderful presence and power. As on the day of Pentecost, being filled to overflowing, worshiping you in spirit and worshiping you in truth. And we believe right now, each and every one of us, that they are surrounded with others that are filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Others that will attest to each and every one of them that there is much more than just being saved, that that's only the beginning. But they can be filled to overflowing. Hallelujah. And so we thank you, dear Father, as they learn to speak to themselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody within their hearts unto the Lord, that they rise up to a higher place in you, a place where they've never seen heretofore, but a place, dear Father God, where your glory is in such display and manifestation. Hallelujah. That they live their lives on a cloud, the cloud of your Spirit. Let's praise him for that. Hallelujah. Let's praise him for every one of them to receive the Holy Ghost and fire, be filled to overflowing, their cup running over. Hallelujah. How we praise you and bless you and thank you, dear Father, for each and every one of them to experience this wonderful manifestation of your working. In the book of Acts, in chapter 1 and verse 8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. Father, we believe for each and every one of these to be so empowered by your Spirit that everywhere and anywhere they go, praise God, they are willing to lay down their lives for the cause of Christ and the gospel. empowered to be a witness, empowered to be a martyr, unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because of the empowering of the Spirit that's in each and every one of them, being anointed from on high to be a bold proclaimer of the gospel message, to lift up Jesus, praise God, everywhere they go, in their own Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Set ablaze, hallelujah, with the Spirit. Glory to God. Willing to burn, praise God, as others watch them in their walk with you. Father, we call them into this place of Holy Ghost fire. Thank you for filling in each and every one of them with the Spirit of Almighty God, with the evidence of tongues, with the manifestation of gifts, hallelujah, and demonstrations of your power and might. Let's praise him for these people to receive from on high this glory, this power, this anointing of God, these giftings that come with the Spirit of Almighty God, special faith, gifts of healing, working in miracles, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits, given to each and every one as the Spirit wills. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. But all these worketh that one in the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. May there, Father, be such a hunger and thirst in every one of these lives that the longing desire is to experience the most that they could possibly experience in you. That each and every one would not be satisfied till they're overflowing, dear Father, with these manifestations of the Holy Ghost. So filled, so full, they live their lives by the overflow of it all. Taking their place, doing their part, walking in the Spirit and walking in truth. We thank you, Father, for each and every one as a result, never to be the same ever again. Experiencing a realm in you that they never knew existed. A realm of the Spirit, a realm of glory, the realm of power, the realm of giftings, the realm of impartations that come from above. Thank you for this spiritual breakthrough in each and every one of their lives. Hallelujah. They will not sit back, but they will rise up and be those that are determined to go forth in the power of the Spirit, making a wonderful mark for you, Jesus, in the lives of those to whom they are sent. Let's praise him for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, how we praise you and bless you. They will not be given over, but they are yours. They are surrounded by your presence, by your glory, by your power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory be to God. Look at Matthew 26, a familiar text to all of us. He told his disciples to watch and pray for 1 hour as he went to the garden at the rock, poured his heart out to the Father, even asking that that cup would not have to be fulfilled, but he knew that it would. And here's what he says. He came to his disciples and found them asleep. He said to Peter, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray. That you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Do we know that? Are we all aware of that? Mm-hmm. We can talk a good talk, a big talk, right? It's the walk that sometimes gives us problems, wouldn't you say? Jesus knew that, and he gave them insight and understanding. You need to pray. You want to rise up above the flesh, and you need to pray, because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And we know that Peter denied Jesus right after that, after saying, "I will never deny you," but he did because of the weakness of the flesh. So, Father, we lift up these individuals before your throne in the precious name of Jesus. And we thank you for imparting to each and every one of them an understanding of this warfare that they're in and the importance prayer plays in their overcoming the deeds and the works of the flesh. We pray that each and every one would see the need to develop a strong personal prayer life that they would walk with you and join forces together with you and draw from you the strength, the power, and the ability that they need to rise up above the impulses of the flesh that we all have. That they would be surrendered to you and surrendered to your will, but also have a revelation that if they ever miss the mark, dear Father God, that they can come before you and by the blood of the Lamb be cleansed from any unrighteousness, so they could rise up to a place of not guilt or condemnation, but righteous standing before you, and once again refreshed in the Spirit to take up their mantle and go forth, hallelujah, and rise up above the flesh. So we lift them up, and once again we thank you for surrounding them with other labors of love that will proclaim these blessed truths in their lives, so they will not be guilt-ridden or full of condemnation just because they might miss the mark. So, Father, we thank you for each and every one of them as we surround them with the power and presence of your Holy Spirit. We believe that they will grow by leaps and bounds as they subdue the flesh and walk in the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the book of Ephesians in chapter 4 and verse 16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. May there be a desire within each and every one of them to be motivated to find and take their place as a productive, fruit-bearing branch in the vine, having a revelation that there are no unused members in the body of Christ, but that the body of Christ is a living organism of love, fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body to the edifying of itself in love. May there be a powerful, strong motivation, Father, for them to take what they've just received and to act it out in each of their lives, that they would step forward, no matter where they would go, where they would attend church or whatever you would lead them to do, they would do so with a cheerful heart. Recognize the value and the importance that God needs every single one of us, for the head cannot say to the foot, I have no need of thee. We need each other, and they need to know that they're a part of it all, no matter just because they've been born again, they still have a place in the Father's family, in the body of Christ, in the ministry of saints. And so we lift them up before your throne, dear Father God, and we thank you right now that this revelation will rise up big within their souls, and they'll see the need to take their place and do their part. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Let's praise him for that. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for this powerful motivation in each and every one of their lives and all of our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, how we thank you and bless you for each and every one of them. Thank you for a wonderful start in their walk with you. In the book of Romans chapter 8, and notice in verse 29, everybody knows verse 28, and even though they misquote it, it's a powerful verse. Verse 29 says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Imagine that truth. Hallelujah. We pray, Father, for each and every one of these to have a desire to conform to the very image of Jesus, to walk even as he walked, as they lived their lives upon this earth. May they have a revelation of the fact that there's no limitations in Christ. They could rise up as high as they long to rise. They can go further than they could ever imagine in Christ. But may it be their aim, may it be their pursuit, may it be their goal to conform to the image of Jesus, who is their model, who is their role model, the one who has set the standard for their lives, not others, but Jesus. And Father, may this be an urgent thing in their hearts and lives to grow as fast as they possibly can. For the time is short. The day of the Lord is at hand. The Gentile age is coming to an end. We know that our Lord is coming soon. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, and come quickly. But Father, we believe for every one of these to have a desire not to be a stagnant Christian or believer, not to be a spectator, but be somebody who is on the field participating in their walk with you, advancing your kingdom, praise God, and taking to heart their need to conform to the image of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him for that. Oh, glory to God. What a revelation. What a revelation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Look at James 4, verses 6 and 7. But He gives more grace. Thank God for more grace. Wherefore He saith, God said it, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The devil, the father of lies, and the devil, the author of pride. We know that. So pride is the downfall of any person. So Father, may each and every one of these have a desire to walk in humility before you, with the spirit of meekness upon them and their thoughts and attitudes towards other people as well. That pride would be subdued in each and every one of their lives. That if they would boast, it would not be in their strength, not be in their ability, not be in their resources or anything that they have, but they would make their boast that they know you, the living God. Hallelujah. Not in a traditional way, not in a religious way, but in a way of reality. That they know the living God, they have conformed to the living God, they have the life of God in each and every one of them. Any boasting, praise God, would be on knowing you. May they have a revelation of they are who they are, they have what they have, they know what they know, they can do what they do only because of you and you alone. And so if you are the giver of it all, then praise God, only you deserve the glory. So may each and every one of them have this revelation that they would not be caught up in pride, arrogance, or anything of the sort, but they would be caught up in humility and walk as a servant before your throne and before men. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this reality in their lives. In Hebrews 11 and verse 6, a very powerful verse of Scripture, but without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. May this be a journey for them, Father God, where they set themselves ablaze by the Spirit to diligently seek You with every fiber of their being. That they dig deep into the Word of God to experience the fullness of what Jesus has done for them in His death, burial, resurrection, and ascension at the right hand of the Majesty on high. That each and every one of them would understand and learn the importance of living by faith and walking by faith, so that by faith they can activate all the powers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That they could enter into the fullness of all that You have had for them. The promised land, a land that flows with milk and honey. A place in You, dear Father God, hallelujah, that they can experience the best that heaven has to offer on earth. A waiting for that day in which they depart and go and be with You in glory and experience the fullness of what You have provided for them as they enter that heavenly sphere. So, Father, we thank You for each and every one to have this wonderful understanding of the importance of faith, that they could activate all that belongs to them in Christ. Do we agree? Hallelujah. That they're receiving this revelation. You know, before we look at the last one, I heard just recently someone making this estimation. I don't know how true it is. You hear a lot of things and, you know, sometimes it's hard to follow through and find out if they're all true. But when he talked about someone who went to heaven said, everybody should be excited about the fact that everyone has at least 3 acres, 3 to 5 acres of property and a beautiful mansion that your eyes haven't seen, your ears haven't heard, and neither has entered into the heart of those that have seen. Can you go for that? Now, he didn't say with a swimming pool. He didn't say, I didn't know what else is on those three to five acres of property, but I wonder if there's servants and never mind. Pizza makers. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Wow. Matthew 20:28, New King James Version. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, may we never forget these words, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many. Oh, what words. He laid down His life as a ransom for many. He paid the debt he did not owe. He's the only individual that God punished who was innocent. But he punished him for you and for me. May these individuals, as well as all of us, have a revelation, dear Father God, of the fact that as our Lord and Savior was a servant to all, that we've called also to serve others as he has served us. As he is the example by washing the feet of his disciples, the lowliest place on the earth, that we too would follow in his footsteps and be a servant to all those around us. That we would gladly and faithfully serve others and lay down our lives and pour ourselves out as he did for us. As he gave up his life for us, we are to give up our lives for one another. As John 3:16 declares that you loved us so much, you gave your only begotten son, that we in 1 John 3:16 are to lay down our lives for one another to prove and demonstrate to a lost and needy world that we truly are the sons and daughters of the Most High God, who said, praise God, by this men will know that you're my disciple, that we love as you have loved us, that we serve as you have served us, that we give of ourselves as he completely gave of himself for all. So, Father, we thank you now in conclusion for all these individuals that gave their hearts and lives to Jesus. We see them rising up to high places in you. We see them walking with you side by side in this journey of life. We see them growing by leaps and bounds in the Word and by the Spirit. And we thank you, dear Father, they will make their mark as they infect others with the life-changing truths of the gospel as they too have received of the Lord. We thank you for them all. We give you praise for them all in Jesus' name. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. One more time, let's thank the Father for their lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Wherever they may be, we know they're being impacted right now in the Spirit by the words that have gone forth in faith. Amen.